$227 million. That record personal injury settlement must now be divvied up among the plaintiffs who sued the Salvation Army and others in a Center City building collapse into a busy thrift store in 2013. WHYY's Aaron Moselle looked into how it's decided who receives what.
There are 19 plaintiffs in the case. Seven people died after an unsupported wall of a building being demolished crushed the Salvation Army thrift store at 22nd and Market Streets. 12 more were injured. Veteran personal injury lawyer Harry Kane says the settlement will be split based on arguments similar to the ones made to jurors during the damages phase of the civil trial.
They'll talk about past pain and suffering, past inability to enjoy life's pleasures, past economic loss in terms of wage loss, past economic loss in terms of medical bills.
As well as future pain and suffering, future inability to enjoy life's pleasures, future economic losses. Somewhat counterintuitively, Kane says injured plaintiffs could end up with more money than the families of those who died in the collapse.
Someone who has died has a fixed period of pain and suffering. If they were killed on the day of the accident, they only suffered for a number of hours, consciously suffered, physically suffered. But if you have someone who's catastrophically injured and remains alive, well, they've suffered every day from the date of that building collapse through the day of this settlement, and presumably will suffer every day for the rest of their expected life, and they will need care.
One of the case's plaintiffs was trapped in the rubble for 13 hours. Both of her legs were amputated at the hip. It's unclear how much of the $227 million each of the case's six defendants will pay. Those figures are sealed by a confidentiality agreement. The case's arbitrator says some of the cash will probably be covered by insurance policies. The private allocation process could start as early as the end of the month. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.